Okay, we're interviewing Joe Terrio from Sheridan, Maine, who's going to tell us about the Sheridan Mill. And first, before you start, will you tell me how old you are?
I'm 86.
87 years
old? July.
Okay, you'll be 87 in July.
In July, yeah.
Now, you want to tell us, first tell us about the dam.
The hog logs were going on the edge of me, don't you? Mm-hmm. Want that first?
Yeah, tell me about.
The edge was you just said it and I forgot. 1903, wasn't it?
The mill?
When the one that made the dam?
The dam would be
1893. 93. Yeah. Well, that's the time they started the dam. From here. 93, all right. Then they took the logs all down the river, and they put about 25, 30 in the water and put dogs in them. Then they put a horse, and they went along one, and they long good to tie a rope for you to wait for a horse on that, get on his back, and ride up the river.
This was right along the edge of the river?
Yeah, they dropped right up the river.
Yeah.
We're on the other side of the bank here, we're on the other side of the river. Then they run 4 years on the river. Then it burnt. Then they overbuilt again. And after they overbuilt it, they made a shingle bin down below. Then they run the mill. Now, I like to have the last time they run it there. I can't remember just how long it did run, but it's been stopped all the 35 years already. Because that means 25 years, you know, right in this town, you see, when I left the farm, and maybe 10 years before that. I should know, but I don't.
Now, let me ask you a question. How did it burn the first time?
Nobody knows.
It
started in the night. I was a water boy there. Like in the water, it was solid night and day for a while there. Mm-hmm. I was out of water. You had hooks down your back, and there was one in the daytime and one in the night. Petrie was in the daytime and there was at night, like in the water.
Petrie?
Yeah, Willie Petrie's boy.
Willie Petrie.
Yeah. He's the one who used to play the fiddle down here too, certainly. Yeah.
And who built the mill?
Well, now who built the mill? You know who worked on it. I was too young to know who worked on it. I didn't know the money was working on it. My father worked on it, and John Baird, I say, no worked on it, but for all I know, the rest of the people I don't know.
And they ran 24 hours a day when they first started. They ran night and day.
No, not when they first started, after a while.
Oh, I see.
And the first cut they had in the mill was single cut.
What's that mean?
Single cut. Cut go down the way and vroom, carry it on the, no cut, then the carry it on back,
and vroom. Then you cut it going the same way again.
See? Then they shifted it. Then they made double cut. You go vroom, then vroom again,
that's
from that,
back,
see? Yeah. Huh? Then they made another thing ahead of it there, go off and place that platform. They throw the top off and then go there and then be on another scheme. I worked on that too. You'd have to turn them all around,
yeah.
So should the crook would be, you could put some nail in the crook like that, see, so when it's soft, that you go like that, when mine breaks, see. And I worked on that for a while. But most of the time I work is on the liver. That's most money on the liver.
How much wood did they saw a year?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You don't know.
I know they had a good many cats.
Had a lot of cans?
Yeah.
Now what about one of those camps?
All on the chives.
All up through the chives?
Yeah, on the chives. Oh, Jim Williams was one more. You remember Jim Williams?
Vaguely, I remember Jim Williams, yeah. And how old were you when you started working?
In there?
Yeah.
Well, I could have been over 13 when I was running water.
Is that right? How long did you work with
him? Well, I worked off and on and off and on, then I'd go to the wood, I'd get a cooking, you know, and I'd go cook. I'd just sit down there all right. I think we're in the woods.
You liked it better in the woods?
Well, I think I liked it better, but I don't know. I wanted to do that, I didn't do that.
Yeah. When you cooked in the woods, now how many men would you cook for?
Well, I said the last time I cooked on fire, for fire, I had 100 men.
100 men?
Yeah, they were smoking guys and cutting all the same time. That was the last one for last time. Jim Williams was talking about that.
So what did you use to cook? What did you feed them? Three good hearty meals a day?
Yeah, And we carry a lunch from the dinners, and we had 4 or 5 buckets for them and lunches, you know. And then they don't come to camp for dinner, see.
They take their lunch out in the woods.
Each crew takes their lunch in the woods, you know. Now the cooks load the coffin, you know, all load the coffin, that's it. You said right.
Nothing
moves
that
light,
you cook.
Yeah.
Well, what coffin would that be? Would that be
Luther coffin,
Luther coffin, yeah.
That would
be
his
father.
That would
be Brother Fred.
Yeah, Fred
coffin's
yeah.
Brother. Hey, now, I
want to
get back to the mill. Where was the mill here, anyway?
Right down there in the basement. Where I used to live down there.
Where would that be?
That little turn.
Oh, what do you go to the store down there, eh?
Not drugstore.
There's a little...
Just where you get
the drugstore. Just hope you store that. You build a street tent in the house there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to, it's mine, I used to, you know, I'm not sort of a tent, you know what I mean. But down right across from there, right, getting too far from that, right across.
And that's right where the mill was.
Yeah.
And the shingle mill was?
It was down there too, just
down
there too.
Below there too.
Yeah. We knew what was up here for me, you know. We were two summers off and on.
Who was that?
Weaver boy.
Oh, yeah.
And this boy, yes. Weaver boy.
Yeah, he came down, you told him all
of that. Oh, we talked about all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did pretty good on that.
I had pretty good strike with him when he wanted.
Yeah, I know.
But you see, when I'm near Quincy now, I was in the woods too, and I don't know what years was.
But how come it quit? Why did it stop running?
Well, they started houses, hollow logs out of the wood, and they started with log hollows. And that's why they get meat. The log hollows cost too much. They had three, four log hollows and haul coal up there in the wood for each other and everything. They run them right flat.
It was too expensive.
Yeah.
And they couldn't keep it going. Who did they sell their lumber to that they cut?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be on.
Gee, that was one of the only mills around here. I should have thought they would have kept going.
That's what it was.
And that was a big mill too, wasn't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. This mill was named.
Well, it was even bigger than in a lot of other states. Wasn't that one of the biggest mills?
Yeah, it was a big mill.
Oh, it was the largest one in New England.
Oh, I think it was one of the biggest ones this side of the Mississippi.
Well, I wouldn't know it, but I know it's a big mill.
Yeah. And they couldn't keep going.
Well, they're on mine, I suppose. No, they left some logs in the woods. You said, take it some logs in the woods.
Yeah.
Not rotten on the eye.
I know.
You hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was up there making camp and pick them, and our truce was suffering all the big roads, and I put some yards there all around. Then broke on skids.
Yeah.
Blocks and set of bumps that all loaded there, stayed there. Still there.
Yeah. I know guys said there's a lot that's still there, they never got to the mill. Well, Sheridan was quite a thriving place at that time, wasn't it?
A big place. That's what I was here. This is right here where I am today. There was a big shop here.
What kind of a shop?
Yeah, beer and bone house and sleeping house. And
is that right?
Dippy had that, the Dippy.
I remember Dippy having a boarding house here.
That's a place.
Now you say they used to make the piers in the wintertime?
Had to.
How could they make them in the wintertime?
Well, how could they make them?
Well, on the ice, seems to be when the ice would go out, that would...
No. You cut a hole in the ice.
Oh.
Then, you make a bottom. You make a frame. You don't make a frame, then you make a bottom in it. You put a bottom in it. If you don't, your rocks will go to waste in the water. You make a round wood, you don't make a bottom. Then you just push that in the hole, that sink it down. Keep putting the rocks in it, sinking it down. Then you keep it on the edge, on them, see, going up. But in some kind you can do that. How could you go near a pier in the water?
Well, that's
true. That's kind of interesting. I never knew how they did that.
No, I didn't. I always used to wonder.
Yeah.
Were they going to do that thing?
That's on there.
That's what they made them. You can see them from here, right here.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's still some out here. You can see them from his
window. The apartment across from my house here.
Yeah.
2 feet here.
Anybody ever fall through the ice? Get hurt doing that?
No.
No accidents, huh?
People were used to it. You know, come down with the rocks and they'd all get out and throw it in the pit if they were sick, you know. Once you're at the bottom, once you was gone to the bottom, once you have enough in it, well, you just stop another one, you know.
This fellow, this Cutler that built the mill, now what did he do when he left here, do you know?
No, I don't know any of them. I don't know the boy then. The boy's supposed to be, he go to school up there. I don't know what became the boy. He was a boy, he was a man. He was a boy for 200. Mm-hmm. Did you know about that, you? Well, I can tell you the one that cooked below me there. Kate. She looked me in the lake. And she married the son she was cooking for.
Kate
McNally? Kate McNally.
I can't remember her maiden name though from Eagle Lake. I know she came from Eagle Lake.
I didn't know her name though, none times. But I forget now what her maiden name was. But she came from Eagle Lake. And she was cooking from the McNally boys. Was it Charlie McNally?
Will
McNally.
Will
right.
McNally.
And Charlie was on there too. Well, then she married one of them.
Bill, they call him Old Bill, yeah.
She was there, so she was below me half a mile.
Yeah.
Who was the man you told us about that was a fiddler?
The Long. He's a man who held up an arch up here on horseback in the river.
And when did he play the fiddle?
Oh, the dances at night, you know. Saturday night at dances.
Where would you have your dances?
Well, I had two halls on that car. Kids that were on there now, still up. The hall still up there yet.
Down on the Frenchfield Road, that big clock, that's a big building
going,
that was a dance hall.
Is that right?
That was a big dance hall. There's one right on this side of that, but I'm on this side, on this side of the road.
Was there also one here in Sheridan too? Huh? A dance hall here in Sheridan?
Right behind it is one.
Yeah.
Behind my daughter.
Oh, right sure. Behind where?
Where the folks up here is.
Yeah. Now who used to run that dance hall?
Almost
the block.
Yeah. It was only a gun for him, you know.
And this Petrie used to have a fiddle.
Willie Petrie, yeah.
Was the fiddler.
He was a fiddler, yeah.
And Noel Long.
You said Noel Long Fraser.
Yeah.
He was only so long ago.
Back in those days, it was all square dancing, wasn't it?
Yeah, all square dancing.
The Boston Fantine Soldiers Joy.
Yeah, that's right. Now, town there is where the Rochester is now upstairs. The door came in from the side there.
There used to be a lot of bootlegging going along that time too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. There was.
You never boot?
No.
Now, did you find out how long the mill ran here?
1924.
Come on,
let's come. 1922,
you said.
24. 24. Yeah.
He
came out of the army
1919,
right?
Yeah.
Then they run about 3 years after that.
Yeah.
After they come back from the war.
Yeah.
1924, wrong.
Oh, we said 24.
Yeah.
Did you get going there?
Did you work in the mill, too?
Yeah. You didn't have another idea?
Yeah. You're being paid.
Well, it's 24.
How old are you, Mr. Cookie? How old are you now?
75.
You're 75.
Yeah.
And you always lived here in Sheridan?
Yeah.
You started working in the mill or the railroad first?
I started working in the mill. Worked in the mill and then when the mill closed.
What kind of work did you do in the mill when you started?
Oh, well, I do a lot of all kinds of work. I worked inside and I worked in the yard and I worked in the barker room.
The barker room?
Yeah.
Now what was that?
Barker room. Well, they used the bark and slab to make pulp out of it.
How did they do it then?
Well, they had barkers, knife.
The
wheel running around with the knife. And you hold a piece of wood there, take the bark out, put it around, take the bark the other end. There was a wagon there. You do that for the man with the horse and on the train.
And basically, when they cut slab, and they cut it up, you know, and saw, 4 feet long. And they throw it in the hole and go down to the back room. You take it from down the house, is that it? I think you were 8 or 9 in there, right?
Yeah,
9 by 10. Then they did that, and walked off and threw it back in there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you another question. After you got these logs all sawed up into lumber, what happened to the men? How did you get them out of here? Didn't you saw the logs into lumber?
Yeah.
And then what happened to the lumber?
Well, it sold it, right?
You right on the train.
They had empty cars right there on the track.
Well, I can't understand. How come that mill had to shut down?
Well, they had too much expense.
Yeah, but my gosh, you must have been one of the biggest mills in Maine.
That's what?
I can't understand that would fall through like that.
But just like I said,
they had somebody to go up in the wood there to cut lumber for the log for the mill. And they went everywhere in the wood, they cut in the yard.
You said it was not anything.
And they couldn't haul it.
Yeah, it was
not. They didn't have no road to it, no nothing, they couldn't haul it.
No machinery and nothing.
Totally, they couldn't run the mill without the log.
Yeah. Well, why did they have to go so far into the woods to cut the log?
Oh, that means the log, I don't know.
This was cut from the mill, old Kitchen's mill down there. He cut the whole front of the stuff.
You just ran out.
Well, he had to cover him out in the woods. He had to go by that, see?
Yeah.
And sometimes they different ground, on the ground, see? Now they got a lease from Captain, they got a lease from Hulu Jones from above that. So nobody else up there was 10. That's why they had to go 20 miles, 25, 25.
They had to go too far away
He had to look hard.
I reckon
you probably seen them. They got one up there on the farm.
Yeah.
And they used to all them logs with that. Yeah. River and then drove in the river down here.
Yeah. But it was just too expensive. That must have put a lot of people out of work. Everybody around here probably worked in
the employee. They employed about 300 men.
Is that right? 300 men? And this was 24 hours a day.
Well, sometimes they don't do it 4 hours a day. Sometimes they don't get one shift. That depends on the log they had.
Sometimes they run very night.
Yeah.
Can you tell them, what were the wages at that time?
About 40 cents an hour.
40 cents an hour. Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you $2 a day working on the river. Work on the river, you $2 a day.
$2 a day on the river?
On the river.
10 hours a day.
Yeah.
10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Now, what did all those men do that got put out of work? You went to work on the railroad, and you went to work in the livery stable.
I went cooking in the woods, and I've been everywhere.
Tell us about the livery stable.
Well, the livery stable, we worked there for Hopkins a while. Hopkins was boss. He was working for Hopkins, but everything was boss for us, and Johnny was working for
us. Was that before my father?
My father started off the same time. And in the winter time, I'd take the horses. The horse he had down was for the 40s and 7 men. Trunks and stuff.
So they meet him here at the station?
And two.
He hauled the mail there from the station.
Yeah.
Down for a good many years.
Yeah, I remember going to the train. And yeah. I remember going to meet the train when the salesmen were coming in.
That's right.
Yeah. And they have all that luggage, you know.
I can't show what I've done, what I've been
home with. Well, tell me what a livery stable is.
Well, you have horses sell or rent?
And wagons.
Wagons.
Yes. Right.
Well, they wagon, you know, sell a wagon, they would sell a horse.
Yeah.
Me and Ellie didn't do that. We have horses for sale. 15. Work on a farm.
Double 15. And yeah. You just sold them. You didn't rent them?
No, no, just sold them.
Yeah.
Four horses.
Where'd you get the horses?
Been from outside. We come from outside in the car. We moved in the first car.
What'd you sell a horse for then? What would you sell a horse
what
for?
What did you sell the horses? $500?
$500. Yeah. What would they cost now?
Oh, now, I'm looking good and can't get
them. I know you don't see them very often.
No, you'd have to go out west with them.
Yeah.
That's where they come from, out the west. They were shipped in the car then and went on and get them.
And this is all you did at the Liberty Stable? You just sold horses, work horses?
Yeah, two horses. Oh, I sold cows sometimes. I had some cows and we turn in on the team.
So when my farmers around here, they used to have three or four horses to work on the farm.
Yeah.
Now, you don't see a farmer with a horse, you know?
No.
It's all done with machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These were all potato farmers, huh?
Pick potatoes for 3 cents a barrel.
Yeah. I know a guy used to pick for 5 cents a barrel.
Well, pick for 3 cents. All right. Chief, you got to pay for 6 in my farm.
How many girls did you guys pick a day?
Well, the potato digger.
They used a double team of horses.
That's right. That's where I come
but
in.
Before they had those, though, you had to dig all those potatoes by hand, didn't they? How'd they get the potatoes out of the ground before they had the digger?
What, did you think by hand? Hand digger.
Just like a blueberry grape.
Yeah, yeah. Because you wouldn't be able to do that.
Imagine.
If you two men together, you'd be a little more sitting behind you. I think there's a Charlie Wheeler in there like that. Yeah. Two men digging is the road. Just from the same road.
Well, they must have put in long hours to get those potatoes out.
Why they were?
They didn't pour them up.
No 100 acres. No, no.
Back in the old days, they did.
4 or 5 acres of potatoes.
And then you went to work on the railroad. What did you
do?
Right there. And they make ties in that. All kinds. Fruit, seeds,
And they did this just to bring the machinery down to the mill?
Yeah, well, they had to manufacture it. When the stuff is like that, you're quicker, then after that, you keep picking them out. You put in ties, good ties. That's what they were doing, see. Picking them out from some good ones. The whole moose being better. That going way down that way, and from right across. There's another one side, come across there, right by the house here.
Right up the front. Up there behind there, with all board pride.
That's all board, all pride, board, all along.
Lumber pride.
I've got some old colored postcards of the mill down here.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I've never even seen a picture.
You never have? I'll have to show them to you. Have one of the covered bridge. You remember? You must remember the covered bridge.
That's right.
Mr. Pulkey.
There was one down here too? No, Jacqueline, and one over there to George Moore. There was a...
Or a picture of him.
There was?
Yeah,
another
there was
one?
Two there. There was one when you crossed her.
Yeah, well,
you
crossed
her. When you go to...
Garfield?
Garfield. You cross the other way.
Right by the fishing game is now.
Yeah.
Where the road tips down, that's where the road went in. It's too bad when they built that other bridge they didn't preserve that. It's a shame.
That's where the covered bridge
was? Yeah, it's down, yeah.
Poor Kitchen was the person I had to
I remember going to that.
From White Boy?
I love to go.
But he didn't let you cut the road on the side.
There were three mills here.
Women.
You said there was little mill while the women worked?
Yeah.
What women?
Well,
everybody
wanted to work. They were making kindling wood.
Kindling wood?
Well, yeah. Kindling package. It was about that thing. That's wrong. And they used that to send that out by train loads in the city, like the stove and stuff like that.
I never knew that.
Was this after the big mill burned down?
Yeah. That's before the big mill.
No, this before the
mill. Before the big mill?
Yeah,
this before. That was built in 1913.
What about
it? I see that's kind of put it in now. I was on top of I come down the river, I was going to bed this across the river. On a farm. 1913 that burned.
How many women worked there?
1913.
Well,
that
probably was 15, 20.
No, Captain, 1913. That didn't run too long after that, did it?
That didn't run too long, you know.
The big one didn't run too long after it burned. It burned at 4 o'clock at night.
They sent that all outside. We'll see
that. Yeah, little kindwood, yeah.
Little kindwood.
1913.
They wrote that on the train.
1914.
And they sent that out.
1915.
And you said there were three mills, so there was a seed mill, and a big lumber mill.
Kindwood.
And a kindling
wood. Yeah. That was in 1913.
The kindling wood. You can see the place when you go by. You know, you go down to the
shore.
Yeah, you can see the big butter cement there, the concrete there. Mm-hmm. You can see that from the main road, that way the thing was for.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that before.
See, I come home in 1913, and that's been where I was down in the drive, I come down, I was a radish, and I was over across the river. At 4 o'clock at night, it burned, didn't it? Just for supper.
They used to go out to Boston in the spring when they opened the mill there. And bring up a carload of men, it was all kinds of pull-offs and rock and they were, and they had a big boarding house down there. They put them in there, lovely had a boarding house there too. Well, there was about 300 men working around the mill.
Did they bring their families? Or did they all stay at the boarding houses?
Well, some boarding to some of the place, you know, like old Miss Charlotte, she had a boarding place too. Well, she some there, and Russell had a boarding place.
I used to see Russell Sampson around here.
Russell, did you say?
Yeah.
Fred Russell.
Fred Russell.
Fred Russell was just below us. Burned Russell. Down on that was it.
That isn't the Fred Russell that married Sadie Weaver.
No
mission at all.
Fred Russell, I worked with him on the railroad.
Yeah,
Sadie Weaver.
Yeah, I remember Fred, yeah.
Fred Russell. Now, which one
was Gene O'Brien?
Gene O'Brien, yes. Poor old Gene. They lived next door to him.
Yeah,
he worked the railroad many years.
Did you get that, eh?
Yeah, about the railroad. I want to make sure I remember the one at a... Yeah, I think we're about out.